So yesterday I got three different messages from people with a link to a TikTok video of a young couple apparently videoing their yichud room. Apparently they decided it would be a good idea to do a TikTok in the yichud room, and all three people suggested maybe this would be a good idea for a 10-minute halacha shiur. Two of them came along with the disclaimer, I didn't watch the video because I have a policy not to watch TikTok videos. I can tell you, I did watch the video. So people suggested that we give a shiur. It was a little bizarre, obviously. I mean, it looked like each one was making their own TikTok and the other one was like a prop in their it was a little bizarre. I'm not super interested in discussing it because I don't want it to come off as an attack on some young couple that I don't know anything about other than this, and even though obviously on the surface it seems totally incongruous with Torah values, but it got me thinking about whether a Masada Kiddushin should start asking the hall whether there's security cameras in a yichud room, and maybe that's something we should look. I've been in Masada Kiddushin at Marina Del Rey, I don't know, many times. I never thought to look whether there's security camera in the yichud room. Probably wouldn't be out of the question that there would be, right? They keep valuable things in there. It's not meant as a hotel room or anything. So I wonder if that's something that people are cognizant of, and would that be a problem? So the way to think about this issue, first of all, as we discussed a few times already, but maybe we'll just chazer over, is whether when there's a camera in the room, whether that saves from an issur yichud. So that's aleph. And then beis, if in fact does take away the yichud, how important is yichud at a wedding? And then if it doesn't take away an issur yichud, when it comes to an issur yichud, is there still a problem of it of having a camera in the room when you're trying to accomplish yichud at a wedding? So let's start with aleph. Let's start with whether a camera in the room takes away an issur yichud when you have someone that you're not allowed to have yichud with. So there's a wonderful sefer in halacha called Oel Yaakov by a Rabbi Skatchelis who grew up in Kew Garden Hills in Queens. So he puts together all the different poskim that talk about this issue, and essentially what he concludes based on all the poskim is that it could be that a camera saves you from yichud, provided that five conditions are met: that the camera covers all areas of the house or the room, second, that the camera is videoing the entire time that you're having the yichud, it's not just for part of the time; third, that the videos are clear and sharp, it's not like grainy footage, it's something that you would see as well as if you were right there; fourth, that the videos are accessible to other people at all times, it's not just something that later might become accessible; and fifth, that the man and the woman are aware of the camera's presence, otherwise it won't inhibit them in any way. Those are the five conditions he makes. Now what it's based on is the following collection of poskim. There are a number of machmirim that say that even if there's a camera there, you're not allowed to have yichud based on the following considerations. First of all, Rav Yashiv held that the camera may not be relied upon because it may not be, footage can be destroyed, it could be altered, it could be messed around with, and that's the shita of the Shevet Alevi as well, meaning it may not be providing you an accurate picture of what's going on in the room. Second, if libo gaspa, then the camera's not going to help, because it's like Pesach Pesuach, where it's libo gaspa, where we're going to be a little more suspicious. Third, somebody has to be able to stop whatever happens, meaning it could be that the reason Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah works, or that the presence of another person works, is that if people are about to be nichshel in an isser, they would jump in and they would say, stop, you know, don't do what you're about to do. So there's a sefer, there's a journal rather, Or Yisrael journal, where they published a tshuva from Rav Nachman Yechiel Michel Steinmetz, who's a Skver Dayan, and he says that you should be machmer on this because a camera is much worse than having another person present or having a child in the room, because the man and the woman would never do anything if the child is in the room, and the child can never be fully bribed to keep quiet. But it's not clear that a child, but a camera is worse, because they may not be as careful not to do something, and no one would stop them. In fact, Rav Yecheskel Roth is machmir about the cameras, because he says that there needs to be fear to the man and the woman have to feel some sense of fear that they're being watched. A lot of times they just forget that the camera's there because it's so it's so hidden, it's so tiny, they don't even realize, they don't feel that they're being watched at all times. Then there's like the moderate approach that Rav Nissim Karelitz writes, that regardless of whether the video was live or could be viewed afterwards, yichud is mutter on a camera because they do have the same fear. However, that's only if it videos the entire house. Unlike unlike Pesach Pesulk Rishus Rabim, where you don't need to be able to see necessarily, Ramesh writes in Shuvah, into the entire house. By the camera, at least, you need to be able to see into the entire house, because when a door is open, they're always concerned that someone might actually walk in. Whereas when there's a camera on and it doesn't cover all the areas of the house, you're not concerned that someone's gonna, you know, there's no way for people to catch you in the areas that are not covered by the camera. And then you have Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg Zecharo Lebracha, who paskind that a camera does prevent an Isra Yichud as long as you have enough people viewing the camera. If you have three people watching it, Rav Zalman Chaim even allows Yichud if the camera's not in every room of the house, as long as it's in the main rooms. We're not worried that the man and the woman are going to move to an area that is out of view. And in fact, Rav Ben Zion Vazner also is Matu Yichud if there's a camera, because it's no different than Pesach Pesuach L'Rishos HaRabim. So that's the general raid about cameras. Now, let's assume that a camera, Taka, takes away the status of Yichud. So does that mean that this couple is not married because they had a Yichud in front of a camera? So first of all, when it comes to a TikTok, it's a little bit different than a security camera. A security camera, someone else has access to, and it's a live feed. When it comes to the way, I never made a TikTok yet, never say never, but when it comes to the way I understand it is you make the video, and then you decide to post it or not to post it. So if you're making the video in advance and it's not a live feed, so that probably would still be would still have the status of Yichud. But let's say there is a security camera in the room that actually has a live feed, so and let's say you hold that takes away the Yichud, you're makil on the Yisra Yichud, so you hold that it takes away the Yichud, so what does that do for this couple? So there are two deus in Shulchan Aruch as to whether Yichud is necessary for a chuppah to be valid. The Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer and Samach Aleph Sif Aleph writes, Kivit Shehichnes Ha'ish Arusasa L'chuppah Afal Gav Shelo Nivela Harei Kishta L'chal Davar. They don't need to have Bia in order for the chuppah to be valid, and you can collect the, she collects the Ksuba and Tosefes Ksuba if something were to happen, but Pamed Var Mamurim Kishiru'uya L'Bia. It had to at least be a Yichud that was Ra'uy L'Bia Avel Maisanid V'achar Kach Kinsa L'chuppah V'Nisiach Yilima Eino Kishto. But the first day in Shulchan Aruch is that if she became a Nida and they therefore were not permitted to have bia, then it's not going to be a valid chuppah. But v'yesh omrim didafkalin shlo tikva tosefes yadayin karusa. Yesh omrim that no, that's only about when the chiv in the tosefes ksuba kicks in. But as far as the marriage is valid even when you have a yichud that's ain't a ruy labia, or you don't have a yichud a ruy labia at all. So this is based on the Mishnah Masach Ksuba stuff and Dalar and Beis and the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph. We're not going to go through it right now. Now the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ishus Parak Yud Halacha Beis that the whole issue is not only about Tosefes Ksuba, it's also about the Nisuin, and therefore, and since the Gemara leaves it as a teku, it's not a valid chuppah until you have a chuppah ruya labia. Nevertheless, the Rush is cholik on the Rambam. The Rush in Parak Hei Simin Vav of Maseches Ksubas writes, Vamedaktik b'shmuzu yavin de pshitale de chuppas nida have chuppa. It's clear in the Gemara that the Gemara, it was pashtu to the Gemara, chuppas nida is a valid chuppa. The only question was about the Tosefes Ksuba, and that was an ibayadullah of shita. In fact, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ishus Parak Yud Allah Chavav v'lo tinase nida achetitoyer vein mevarchal abirchus chasar matchitar. The Rambam l'shtaso paskins, you're not allowed to get married until when the woman is a nida, because it's an invalid wedding. So in Shulchan Aruch writes, we don't paskin like the Rambam, but we should be choshish for the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says, Kosher adover shalotinasi achetitar. That's Ebenezer Simon Samachal of Siv Beis. But says the Ramah, Va'achshav aminuk shalolidaktek vein mamtinin. That our minuk is if it's a chuppas nida, okay, it's not kishmak, but that happens sometimes and they're perfectly married. So even if they don't have yichud aroy labia, they're married anyway, even without the yichud aroy labia, just like chuppas nida, they don't have a yichud aroy labia. So worst case scenario, they're married and they just didn't fulfill the hidur of trying to be yotzei shita. Harambam. What about on the other side of things, though? What if being in front of a camera is yichud? They still might not have fulfilled the yichud that they're looking for, because it could be that it's an isur yichud when you're in front of the camera for any of the svaras that we might have suggested. But it may still not be a yichud ha-ra'uy lebiya in the following sense. There is a gemara Nida Daf Yizayin Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Arba'a Dvar Makadosh Baruch Hu Sonan Va'ani Eini Ohavan. A little bit of a funny lashon. He says there are four things that Hashem hates, and I don't love them either. And one of them is Hamishamish Mitaso Bifnei Kol Chai. Someone has Tashmish Amita in front of other living beings. Amar Le'Rav Yidul Shmuel Va'afilu Bifnei Achbarim. Even in front of mice. Amar Le'Rav Shin Alo Ela Kigon Shal Beis Ploni Shamishamish Mitaso Bifnei Avdeim Shemchaseim Vino Maidar Shvulechem Po Machamar Amadom Lechamar. Has a whole discussion whether in front of animals is, in front of Balei Chaim is also a problem, but certainly in front of people is a problem. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Mem also Lashamish Bitaso Bifnei Kol Adam Imuneor Vafilu Ayde Hefsek Mechitza Asara. That even if you can make it that the other person is in a different room, but they're awake and they're aware, then you're not allowed to be Mishamish Mita. So it could be that it is Yichud from an Isser Yichud perspective, but it's not really a Yichud Arawi Labia. So you may not be fulfilling that hidur of trying to fulfill Shitas HaRambam. In fact, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be in a room when a couple is being Mishamish Shmita. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Beis says that one of the Amoraim tried this. He needed to learn proper midos and derech eretz from his Rebbe, so he wanted to sneak in. So he was sneaking, he was hiding under the bed in his Rebbe's room, and the Rebbe called him. He said, Kahana, hachat, poke, lava rechara. You're not allowed to be here. This is not proper. And not only that, the Gemara in Erevin Samach even if a couple is not being intimate, it's just a private area. Whenever a couple is supposed to be in a place that is private, so other people don't belong there. Certainly the whole world doesn't belong there, on social media or whatever else. So obviously from a Kedoshim Tiyu perspective, to put something like that on social media is totally off base. But, from a halachic perspective, they are married. Plus the TikTok is only a few seconds. So even if it was a live feed on the TikTok, if they were there in the yichud room for 10 minutes and there was 5 seconds of TikTok, so it was probably valid anyway. But while yichud royal bila is not makiv the wedding, it seems that a security camera will likely make the yichud room an invalid yichud room, and that's probably something that if it's not from a wedding hall, maybe even if it is, that the Masarik Kedushin should be on the lookout for to see if there are any cameras in the yichud room. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.